She says, no, absolutely not. What did they ask her? They said, hey, we want you to do the Super Bowl this year. She says, no.
Which is crazy how many Easter eggs she dropped talking to her boyfriend's poet podcast a couple months ago.
Yeah. Well,
we knew she was doing the Super Bowl. It was a lock because she all the Easter eggs she dropped.
Yeah. She's just selling her stuff.
I think she did it on purpose to fool us.
Yeah. She said, no. I thought it was Bob Seger. I heard the rumor that Bob Seger was a lock. And with everything that is so extreme these days on both sides of the aisle, I thought maybe you just pick something where everybody could come together and sing and have fun. We think classic rock, but we think, you know, even bands like DeRody mentioned, like Journey or something where everybody, the kids, young, old, everybody knows it would be great. No, they Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny is going to be the star. And I don't have anything against Bad Bunny's music, but Bad Bunny, who? No. I mean, how many people, how many older folks that are watching going to sing along now the halftime show? No.
Well, I was hoping that you might even do a country show.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had country in like 10 years, 15 years.
Oh, how great. Garth or George Strait or something that's
Rihanna
very...
Rihanna that one year was okay, and COVID didn't help things. So the weekend was, it was okay. And last year's, was it Drake? Who was it? I don't know.
So you couldn't even remember. That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't phenomenal. Kendrick Lamar, that's who it was.
Oh, it wasn't phenomenal.
I mean, no. I enjoyed it because I do like some of his music, but it's not the way Super Bowl shows used to be, where it was.
It was an artist that everybody could get into.
Yeah.
It was a show where the whole family,
a high energy fun show,
could, you know, when Prince came out.
Yeah.
Did Bruce do it? Bruce Springsteen did one.
He had to have.
When the Stones did it, you know, those shows. So I was thinking, even
when ABBA did it that one year.
ABBA.
Oh God, I loved it.
The Dancing Queen scene, that was the best.
They never did. That was
dirty. I know.
Okay.
But Metallica even, because Metallica is so woven, their music is woven into so many pregame shows for the NFL.
So Aerosmith, we need that.
Aerosmith, another one.
The Armageddon soundtrack. We could have just played that for the Super Bowl, and it would have been great.
Just put in a tape.
Yeah.
A cassette tape or something. Yeah, to get the warble because the tape is all worn off, and they're all singing, you know, we must be love.
It's a good cassette memory.
Why are we missing this stuff so much?
Bad Bunny, I'm not even a fan of him for his music, but then I saw him in Happy Gilmore 2, and I'm like, yeah, I think Bad Bunny there was no reason for him to be that main of a character in Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah,
and I don't know why they made him the guy that his caddy. For the original movie, the caddy had three lines, and that was it. They didn't talk. In this movie, the caddy was like his best friend, and I'm like, well, why didn't David Spade play that character or something? It would have been funnier.
Bad
Bunny.
It's all trying to and the NFL is trying to bring in the younger audience, and I get all that. I really do. I think as we get older, I have to realize that at my age, you know, I'm going to be that parent where I'm like, what kind of music is this?
Yep.
I want to hear.
You're already doing it.
I do, right? Yeah. And without the voice. I should just add the voice. I like Seger.
I thought that Bob Seger was coming in.
Yeah, what are we doing? Turn the page. Nothing. No, Bad Bunny. Who the hell is that?
Yep.